Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart would be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. We are in Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, and we're talking about how you can't help but confess. It's Palm Sunday, and Jesus humbly went into Jerusalem, and he humbly gave up his life for you and me. And the Apostle Paul, in this text, talks and shares about Christ's humility, about how he served and cared for others. No matter what the cost, even if it cost him his life. And that got me thinking. You know, I think a lot of times as followers of Christ, we desire to put others in front of ourselves. That's our desire and our hope. We want to do that. But even though we want to do it, we still have trouble putting the welfare of others ahead of our own, even though that's our desire. And so it got me thinking about, why is that? And the simple church Sunday school answer is, well, we're born with and into sin and brokenness. And so as a result, that's why we don't always serve our neighbors or act humbly towards others. We take care of ourselves first before others. Perhaps because of that, because as a result of being born with sin and into sin, we put ourselves ahead of everybody else. And maybe that's for a number of reasons. Maybe it's because we're busy. And just when busyness gets in the way, like, you can only do so much. And so sometimes you've got to let other things drop. And sometimes you're going to care for number one before you're going to care for someone else. And that's really what we're taught in our world, right? You got to take care of number one before anything else. You got to take care of yourself because nobody else is going to take care of you. So maybe that's why. Just busyness. Maybe it's selfishness. Like, we want to care for others if there's time, if there's bandwidth in our lives. But if there's not, we're just going to take care of ourselves. Again, nobody else is going to do it, so we got to do it. Another reason could be something called compassion fatigue. You know, sometimes we care and care for so many other people that we just get tired and we need somebody to care for ourselves. It's kind of like the old 90s country song that Travis Tritt wrote, "Here's a quarter, call someone who cares." That's our attitude sometimes. Somebody comes up to you and is like, "Man, I'm really struggling." And you just want to just give them a quarter and say, "Here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Like, I'm done. If you would have come to me 3 or 4 days ago, maybe I would care. But right now, I can't handle anymore. I'm just overextended." Maybe those are reasons, among many others, why we don't focus on others, and instead maybe we focus on ourselves. And look, here's the deal. I don't think any of us really enjoy hearing that we're born into sin and ourselves, we are full of sin and brokenness. Like, that's hard to hear. And I especially, myself, I can't speak for you, but I do not enjoy admitting that I'm sinful and I'm broken. I like to think that I have it all together, I could figure it all out. And so it's hard to have to admit that. Wouldn't you agree? And yet, we come to this text where Paul is talking about Christ's example of humility. And not just his example, he's showing us in word and deed by what he's done, by how he's lived and how he's sacrificed for you and me. And yet, this is an example for us of how we are to humble ourselves. And look at what Paul is saying of how Jesus lived this way. It says, have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, he didn't count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And so if we look at this text, we see first, it says, have this mind among yourselves. And so what does that mean? Well, here's the reality of what Paul is saying in Philippians. The only way that you and I can live with humility and the only way we can humble ourselves is because of Jesus. And not just his example, but what he's done for us. That's the only way we can do it. We have to keep minding. And what that means and what this text is basically saying is this is a continuous action. We continuously need to keep the humility of Christ in mind. And we need to continually keep in mind the fact that we are to be humble as followers of Jesus. And we need a continual reminder of that. Don't believe me? Check your attitude later today whenever you go to that restaurant or Walmart or Kroger or Costco and it's busy because it's coming into Easter. And maybe the service isn't that great, or maybe people are cutting in front of you or taking your parking spot. And tell me how your attitude is. Are you real humble? Oh, you go ahead. I'm in no hurry. You go ahead. Or I can wait for my food. It's all right. There's many other people here. Or are you like, man, what is going on? I'm going to write a review later on Google. They're gonna feel this. Right. I mean, is that our attitude? You know why we would have just received the forgiveness of Jesus. We would have saw these young men and women receive the forgiveness of Jesus for the first time through Holy Communion that they're receiving. And yet that's our attitude. You know why? Because we have to continually be mindful of the humility of Jesus, and we have to continually be mindful to humble ourselves. That's why Pastor Rich and I encourage you to attend worship regularly, preferably every week if you're in town. This is not why we ask you to do that. Pastor Rich and I don't come in on Monday morning and put our feet up on the desk and like, man, look at the attendance today. We are doing good. That was a good sermon, Pastor Rich. Oh, thank you, Pastor Danny. You did really well with the liturgy. Like, we don't sit there and do that. You know, we do a little, man. Well, you're ruining my point. here's why we want you in worship. Because you constantly have to be mindful of what Jesus has done for you. Because we easily forget. By Monday, a lot of times it's gone. That's why we got to be here in worship, hearing about the love and grace and mercy of Jesus. And so the first point that you have in your bulletin and I want to share with you is Jesus shows us and teaches us this. And look at what it says. Jesus gives us encouragement, grace, mercy, comfort, love, faith, and the Holy Spirit, which is the only way that we can live in humility, confessing to everyone in our circles of influence that Jesus Christ is Lord. And young men and women in confirmation, whether you're being confirmed or you're here, who are people in our circles of influence? Who is that? You're supposed to answer. Who is in your circles of influence? We talk about that a lot. Luke, who is it? I'm pointing you out. It's everybody. It's everybody who you meet in your circles of influence. That means your friends, your family, your coworkers, your classmates. Like, whoever you encounter, it's your neighbor, and your neighbor is who? Anybody can answer this. It's everybody. It's everybody. We have to tell people about the love and hope and joy of Jesus. We can't help but confess that because of what Jesus has done. And look at what this is the only way we can have humility and confess this. And look at what Micah 6, verse 8 says. He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. We as followers of Christ, according to Micah 6, verse 8, it says, what does the Lord require of you? Notice it doesn't say, what does the Lord recommend for you if you have time, if it's not a burden for you? It's like, no, what does he require of you? Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with your God. And at the same time as you're doing those things, you're confessing Jesus Christ as Lord. That's what we do as followers of Christ. Jesus has allowed us to be part of his redemption plan and story. And so we share that hope and joy of Jesus with those around us. Martin Luther states this. He says, Jesus wants all of our good works to be used for the welfare of our neighbor, that we bear witness with the sharing of the grace we receive. These are the fruits of our lips that we can share with Jesus to our neighbors, to those in our circles of influence, which is everybody we encounter. Why is this important to do? Because of what the Apostle Paul says later in this text. Every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Why is Jesus Lord? Because what this text said in verse 5, he became, or verse 7, he took the form of a servant. And what it's really saying is he took the form of a slave. How do I know that? Because Paul describes how Jesus died. And when somebody died on a cross, as Paul says, then they were a slave. That's how slaves died. They died on the cross. And Jesus gave up his life on a cross, not in just the form of a servant. He was a servant serving us. But he took all of the sins upon himself. He became slave to your sin and my sin, even though he was without sin, so that we would have humbly grace and mercy, eternal life forever with him. And so every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. That means every person, no matter where they're from, no matter what language has been spoken, whether they're single or married, black or white, rich or poor, none of those things matter. It's very clear in Scripture, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess. So, what does that mean? Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. In heaven and in hell. We would prefer that everyone else would know Jesus as Savior. Everyone would know Jesus as Savior and they would all be in heaven. And you know what? So would Jesus. That's why he gave up everything. He became a slave. He died for the sins of the world because he wanted everybody to be in heaven forever with him. We can't help but to confess that, friends. And young men or women being confirmed tonight, today, you can't help but confess that. Don't ever stop confessing that Jesus is Lord and Savior, no matter what the cost, no matter how much it's going to pain you. Because, hey, this is not going to be easy. It's never easy to confess that Jesus is Savior because sometimes people just don't want to hear it. And that hasn't changed. That's been the way it's been. And it may just get harder for all of us, but we hold fast to Christ and his promises and his hope. And that's for all of us. We hold fast to Christ no matter what the cost, because we can't help but confess that Jesus is Lord, that he lived, died, and rose. And look, I would love to just skip to the resurrection this week. I wish we didn't have to go through Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday. It's not my favorite part of the year in that way, emotionally speaking. Like, I know we got to go through it because without Jesus being on the cross, we don't have the resurrection. We would love to skip the cross, but it can't be skipped. We got to face the cross. We got to face the fact that because of our sin, Jesus goes to the cross to sacrifice, to pay the price for us, so that on Sunday, we have life and forgiveness and redemption eternally because of Jesus. That's what we confess. You can't help but confess that. Know that Jesus has paid the price for you. You are his child, his beloved, and you matter to him. Amen. Amen. Please rise.